Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, worship Him. Worship Him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can you do for the Lord?
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Thank you. Conference. Your host is joined.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible act. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Fill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Brabouille from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we love you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in our lives. Have your way in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives and let your light shine that others may see and glorify Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're always present with us. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Lead us, guide us, teach us. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you in the name of Jesus to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others, and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, you drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. We seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from us, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. We are baptized by you. We are baptized by you at the point of time we yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and our souls to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, nagging, careless, angry, unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives, or disregard you. We'll play anointed worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ. As you flow where there is unity, Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, I see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our heart. We find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your effortlessness through which your revelations come to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. We will let you illuminate our minds with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning. Fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling, flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. For they tell us what is on the heart of Almighty God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are called by you, Holy Spirit, flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing, and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards he hates. You give us God's compassion toward the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner ear, inner desire. You give us an inner desire to obey the word of God. Your presence within us is a down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and dangers ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak. When we stand before kings, put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our prayer is speaking with God, and our minds are out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our mind. When you anoint our mind, we leave the mind. When you anoint our mind, we have the mind of Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covenants in flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of, we yield our minds to you. You anoint our reasoning, allow us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing. But with you, we are all things. We meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skills in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We feel your power and energy twinkling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us a divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you release us. You release in us the power to be holy. we are not adequate in ourselves to the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are confident of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming our weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through you. We worship in spirit and put no confidence in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, pain out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gifts of faith, gift of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We turn to your words as you flow. We turn to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking and not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come. Anointing with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs, wonders, and miracles, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, and setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to the word of God. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of our words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us and watch over our life mission and guide and empower us to complete our life's vision. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us all things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of Almighty God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Lord. You let us see cities and people and needs at a great distance from where we are. We are not bound by time and past, and when we are in you, and now that we do, we choose to live, hearing, seeing, and sensing you, Holy Spirit. You are life. Your ways are better than ours. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is far better than our wisdom. Your wisdom is far better than ours. Your power is greater than ours. Holy Spirit, come. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Father, we come tonight, throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission, and commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean path, O God, and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, everything that concerns our lives, we soak in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Yekurie masanderiako. The blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, we soak everything that concerns our lives. In the blood of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oria masandiri akoromase, yekere mosaderi akoromase, yekere masaderi akoromase. Father, we put the armor on our children, the armor on our spouses, the armor on each and every one of us this morning. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to do your biddings, O God. Oh, Father God, war on our behalf in the name of Jesus, O God. Your warrior angels, angels assigned to us, angels assigned to this ministry, your holy angels, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you for fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, for fresh oil, O God, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, pour upon us your horn of oil in the name of Jesus. Lord, empower us, Holy Ghost. Empower us, Spirit of the living God. Lord, let your perfect will be done in our lives. Do what you do best, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, glorify the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, once again we surrender to you. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. So, Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God for each and everyone in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn your Bibles with me quickly to Genesis chapter 12. And I'm just going to look at one or two things, and we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said, Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Hallelujah. Abraham listened to God. Abraham obeyed God. Hallelujah. He and his wife and his nephew and all his, they left to listen to God. Hallelujah. Abraham is the father of faith. Hallelujah. Abraham, from Abraham, that's where the country of Israel began. Hallelujah. Abraham, a man of faith, because he listened to Almighty God. Abraham took his son Isaac to offer as a sacrifice. Hallelujah, a great man of faith. Hallelujah, and God was with Abraham. What I'm saying to you, God got into a covenant relationship with Abraham. It's because of Abraham that we are being blessed. The nation of Israel was birthed through Abraham. He had the nation of Israel in his loins. Hallelujah. And God said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Hallelujah. This is something that happens anytime nations are in alignment, in agreement, who follow, and this is the truth, who follow Israel. They are always blessed. When they turn, then differences, answers, and things take place. God is not a man that he should lie. What he says he will do, he will do it. And we see all that God said that he would do for Abraham, he did. Even when Sodom and Gomorrah was getting ready to be destroyed, God came down with two angels and spoke to Abraham. He said, if I don't tell this to Abraham, I will tell him because he will teach his children. God had a deep covenant relationship with Abraham and the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. The covenant child, Isaac. Then, you know, then from Isaac, you go to Jacob, and then you get the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going somewhere with this. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. So I want you to know this morning there, we're going to pray for Israel. It is so important to pray for Israel. We're not going to look left and right and be praying for ourselves. God will bless us. We pray for Israel because we are supposed to do it. It's something that is a mandate that we're supposed to do it if we call our Christianity. That's where Christianity started from. Hallelujah. There's a prayer call for Israel. Israel right now is at war. Why? On Saturday, the 7th of October, there was a surprise early morning cross-border attack by the Hamas militant on southern Israel. Palestinian militant group Hamas breached the border fence and sent in fighters by land and some by motorized hang gliders under the cover of an unprecedented barrage of 2,500 rockets. Some rockets reached as far as Tel Aviv, a hospital, a synagogue, and homes were hit. This is reported to have caused the Israeli Army of God, the Off Guard. 350 Israeli civilians' lives have been lost, 1,500 wounded, and dozens have been taken hostage by Hamas. The Israelite army are actively restoring order in 20 settlements that the terror group had infiltrated. Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu declared that we are in war. He ordered strikes on Gaza and called for an extensive reserve mobilization as the nation responds to unprecedented incursion. Hallelujah. We are praying for peace at this time. Psalm 122. Let's look at Psalm 122. We're going to pray for peace in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Israel, oh God, this nation of Israel, and we pray for peace in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said in Psalm 1, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is driven as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up and up the tribes of the Lord into the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there I set thrones of judgments, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. We pray, O God, everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, we pray this morning for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. They shall prosper that love them. Bottom of our hearts, O God, we pray that peace be within the walls of Jerusalem and prosperity within thy palaces in the name of Jesus. We pray for my brethren and companions' sake. We now say peace be with thee because of the house of the Lord our God. We seek thy good. So, Father, we lift up Israel and we pray for peace within the walls. Peace, O God, release your peace, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Peace, 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 in the name of Jesus. And we pray for peace and protection. Psalm 91. Verse 1 to 2, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, we pray for peace and protection in Israel. Father, we pray for peace and protection. You are the God of Israel. Let, oh God, in the name of Jesus, So, Lord, this morning we pray for peace and we pray for protection in Israel in the name of Jesus. We pray for the people of Israel and we pray for and Gaza that God will grant them his divine protection and bring peace to this troubled region. Shield them with your wings, O Lord. Keep them safe in your refuge. Comfort those who have lost loved ones in the name of Jesus. We pray for the hostages that they have taken. Psalm 34, verse 17. 34, verse 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. Hallelujah, not some, but all. In the name of Jesus, he delivers them from all their troubles. Lord, we lift up the hostages, including women and children being held in Gaza. We ask for their safe release and that you comfort them in their distress in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning for the leader's wisdom. James 1, any man, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God who gave generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, Father, this morning we pray for wisdom for the leaders in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, wisdom for the leaders, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant wisdom and discernment to the Prime Minister of Israel, Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and all leaders involved in making decisions during this challenging time. May they seek your guidance in every step in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the civilians in the name of Jesus in Gaza. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, for the civilians in Gaza. We pray for the innocent civilians in Gaza who are suffering. Have mercy on them and provide for their needs in the name of Jesus. Let us pray, hallelujah, for end to violence in the name of Jesus. Matthew 5, verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The violence and bloodshed bring about reconciliation and understanding among conflicting peoples. May your peace prevail in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for the international leaders. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 2 says, hallelujah. I urge then, first of all, that petition, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that you may live peaceful and quiet and live in all godliness and holiness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for the world leaders, including President Joe Biden and leaders in the Middle East. May they work towards a peaceful resolution and support efforts to bring an end to this conflict in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing and unity in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves and seek your face. Heal the land. Bring unity among the people. Let your love shine through even in the darkest of times. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So continue to pray. Hallelujah, for the nation of Israel. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray, O God, this morning we also lift up Liberia, O God, in the name of Jesus, going through the election, O God. We ask you, O God, for your divine intervention, O God. We pray, O God, that revival comes to that nation, O God. We pray, O God, that the people of Liberia will be serious, they will put God first. O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, intervene. There's so many people going through so much. But Lord, only you can turn the situation around in the name of Jesus. So Father, we lift up Liberia in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. Hover over Liberia, let there be light. Father, let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Father God, dispatch more angels for Liberia, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your divine intervention. We pray, O God, that for the president of Liberia, O God, in the name of Jesus, that he will receive Christ as his Lord and personal Savior and live a life worthy of his calling, Jesus. Live a life worthy of Almighty God, the Lord Jesus. As he said, he's a minister, he's a Christian. Lord, let him live a life that is pleasing to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we surrender our children to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns us, O God. Perfect all that concerns Liberia. Perfect all that concerns the nation of Israel. Lord, oh, Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord, as those that have gathered together to pray for Israel, oh, God. Let them receive their special portion. Do something marvelous, oh, God. And they will know it only came from you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Lord, we release the peace that surpasses all understanding upon each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. And this morning we want to once again invite you this evening. We start our conference, Midwives Arise. It's a 10-day conference. It starts today at 7 p.m. on the radio block and the telephone line. So join us this evening at 7 for the prayer conference starting at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.